Hello, good morning.
Hello.
My name is Carlos. Good morning, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we'd just like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections in November. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Do you...
Sure. How many minutes? How many minutes, roughly?
Roughly about this. Kind of long, like 7 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes. But your opinion really matters. It's about some ballots that are also going to show up in the, on the Florida election. Now, but do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And just, okay, here we go. Okay. And sir, think ahead to this November. Which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And to which political party are you registered? Republican?
Independent.
Democratic? Independent, okay. And what is your main racial background? A white, Anglo, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And sir, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45?
I'm 39.
Okay, so 36 to 45. Thank you. I appreciate you taking
I'm trying, man.
And yes, sir, generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going on the right direction or are they off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Right direction.
Right direction. Thank you, sir. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami should be focused on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read a few. I have a list, and you can pick one. Affordable housing, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. If you had to pick one, what would you pick?
It's a toss-up. I'm going to go corruption in government, just for the kick of it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion, never heard of the person, just let me know so we can move on. The first one is Miguel Gavela. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know him, to be honest.
You never heard of the person? Okay. How about Keon Hardiman? Favorable or unfavorable? I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Okay. And Joe Carollo? Favorable or unfavorable?
Joe Carollo, not favorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And Damian Pardo. Favorable or
unfavorable? I'm sorry, Damian what?
Pardo, P-A-R-D-O.
Favorable.
Very or what?
Very favorable.
And Helen Higgins. Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know them.
Okay. And Manolo Reyes. Do you know the person?
Reyes?
Manolo Reyes.
No, I don't know.
Okay. And Daniela Lavín Cava. Favorable or unfavorable?
No. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Francis Suarez. Favorable or unfavorable?
unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And how about Christine Keene? You ever heard that person?
I don't know her.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I've never heard of her.
Raquel Regalado. Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know her.
Don't know her. Okay, let's move on. I do appreciate your patience on the line, sir. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? If you have to decide.
I would not vote for either of them.
Understand. Now, if you have to choose today, which candidate you are you leaning towards, Mr. Trump or Mr. Joe Biden?
Neither one of them.
You don't lean to any of them? Okay.
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't.
Understand. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums. There are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, sir, can you please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure? The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. And the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law. Does not change or immunize violations of a federal law?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Established? Yes in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
yes.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes on this one?
Definitely voting yes.
Definitely. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before availability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
You said the law is that the minor can have an abortion without notification?
No. It says that this amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent.
I think you should be able to have an abortion.
So would you vote yes in favor of this or no against it?
What was the opening sentence of the bill? I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. The amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. That's what it's called. And it reads, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability.
Correct.
Or when
necessary. I agree with that. I would vote yes for that.
Yes, on that one, okay. And now, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor of this?
Definitely voting, yeah.
Definitely, okay. Now, to finish this up, this is the last amendment that you're going to see on the ballot. And there may also be a City of Miami question on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as the Waxham Harbor on the ballot question reads, should City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Waxham Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require a no cost to the city. Now, previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I honestly don't know enough about the development. I would say I'd probably vote no against it.
No, I guess, okay. You say probably, because that was the next question. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting
right,
no,
exactly.
Because it's probably, okay. Now, let's move on. You will be now be given some of the specific components of this Waxham Harbor proposal. Can you please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each component? Here's the first one. Allowing office space to be included. Will you strongly approve that component? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. How about reducing the overall amount of development? Approve
strong,
or disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Strongly approve.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, sir. Now, you will be now be given a more detailed description of this Waxham Harbor proposal. Now, this proposal will be out there and already voted approved mixed-use project on Waxham Island. which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. They already approved projects, includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the availability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction of the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Definitely or probably? Vote yes.
Probably.
Probably. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, and regardless of your opinion, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? Just one thing.
The marina.
The marina, okay. You like the fact that they already built the marina, you know, which is good. Oh, they're building the marina.
Nice.
Okay. And what's the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard? Anything?
More condos.
I'm sorry?
More condos.
Oh, the condominium fact, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't like that they're going to build more condos, okay? Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Waxham Harbor proposal? Or will make no difference? You can indicate that as well.
It would make no difference.
Okay. Sir, just to finish this up, let me ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, from who did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Someone else.
Okay. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about the right amount?
Little too fast.
Too fast, okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative on your political belief?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. And so what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate.
College graduate.
Okay, thank you.
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the weekend.
Cheers. Take care. Have a great one.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.